Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. I know I told you earlier this week, I guess that would have been yesterday or last week, that Daniel Turner would be with us today, but he is in the air. He is flying somewhere unexpectedly, and so he will be with us on Monday. We have rescheduled for Monday. I want to start with a word of prayer, and then we're going to get on with some of the... We're going to be a little silly today, but hopefully we can bring it back around to the point I'm really trying to make. So let's go to the Lord. For such a time as this, we praise you, O God. We thank you, O God. We need you, O God. Today is another day. The world is still in great need. Your children, we've been playing, and the work is not done. We will starve, we will die, if we do not wise up and get to your work. If your people do not acknowledge your name, if your people do not turn from their wicked ways, then our land will not be healed, and the people and our children will be enslaved. Must we endure bondage again before we come home? I ask, Lord, for your watch care over this nation and for your protection of President Donald Trump and Vice President Pence. Draw them closer to you and give them boldness and strength to walk as they should. I ask your blessing on today's show. While the distractions are many, the need is truly simple. We need you. You are the truth. You are the light. You and only you give life. It's for such a time as this that we pray that your people will be humbled and slapped with reality and turn from our wicked ways so that you will hear our cries, heal our land, and bring America home. It is in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I wasn't expecting to be solo today. I was expecting to have Daniel Turner with us. And I had some other things that we were going to discuss with Daniel. And we had kind of put that to the side. And we're going to go with something else. And then this article popped in. Now, I had several articles that I thought, well, those look good on the title. They looked really good. When I got to reading them, they weren't all that great. Or they were too lengthy. The morning session here, getting ready. But this is just an example of what we see in the media. Now, I know I'm media. We see that. But here they are. This is Don Lemon and Rick Wilson, and I'm going to mess up his name. I do not watch CNN. Wahat Ali. And they're having a discussion, and this was Sunday, and it's just now getting attention. But they got into a little, discussion where they decided to make fun of everyone. And it started out seriously and ended up with exactly how they feel about the American people in general, especially if you voted for President Donald Trump. Or if you even would consider anything that he's done to be good. So this, these three, Lemon and Wilson and Ali, Wilson got the party rolling by saying that Donald Trump couldn't find Ukraine on a map if it had a big U on it with a picture of an actual physical crane next to it. And then they went on, he said, and the credulous boomer rube demo that backs Donald Trump the ones that, like, think Donald Trump's the smart one, and they're y'all elitists are the dumb ones. Or dumb, is what he said. You elitists with your geography and your maps and your spelling. Your math and your reading, he says. He goes on and on, just acting like he's a hick and he's trying to insult everyone. Yeah, you're reading your geography, knowing your other countries, and sipping your lattes. All those little lines on the map. Only the elitists know where Ukraine is. Then they apologized, and he was smiling and laughing, and they were all carrying on. And that's what they think about you, rural America. So who is they? I decided, let's play their game. Who is they? Who is they to say you is dumb? Who is they? Yeah, I know that's grammatically incorrect. But I'm just an old hick from Missouri. I don't know nothing from nothing. The leftists insult all Trump supporters on a daily basis. They believe you're stupid. You can't read. You know nothing above the world. Trump is dumb, and he's the smartest of us all. All us unworthy ones. It makes me angry. It makes me angry because I know it's not true. Yet, if we be so smart, why do we keep electing them dumb ones? Them corrupt thieves. Them that take your tax dollars and turn it into millions in their own pockets. If we be so smart, why do we reflect them? Why do we re-elect them? Excuse me. Why do we re-elect them who put up fences around their homes, but they tell us you can't guard our nation's borders from drug lords and human traffickers, from disease, from rapists? Why is it wrong to know who these people are before we let them in the door? If we be so smart, why do we listen to them scream gun control, bans, confiscation, while they have armed guards? Come to think of it, why do they need armed guards? If we be so smart, why do we keep listening to any of this political rhetoric? The fake news, the commentators who love to insult Americans. Oh, they had fun Sunday. You ought to go online and watch the video. If we be so smart, why don't we stand up and do the right thing for our families? The lying media, the lying left, the communist in Congress, the corruption in Congress. If we be so smart, how'd they all get so rich and stay there so long? Who is they that believe us to be so dumb? They are the ones making millions on our dollars. Because you see, they figured it out. That we be so smart because we're working our little tails off. We care about our God, our guns, and our families, and our communities. They don't. They don't care about their communities. Look what they've done with their communities. Look at where Nancy Pelosi's communities are, and Maxine Waters, and Adam Schiff, and some of these others. Look at where they are. Their communities. Look at the homeless in the streets. State of California has a third of the nation's homeless. Out of 50 states, they have a third of them. That's a big piece of pie. If we be so smart, why are they the ones rich? Why do we keep re-electing them to run our business if we be so smart? Because we're working. And we need to work. But we need to start up and get them out of work. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we'll be right back. Liberty Oilfield Services brings you the following fracking facts. Did you know fracking is the reason America is now number one in oil and natural gas production? Thanks to the fracking industry, America's energy is more efficient, more affordable, and our air is cleaner. America is now exporting fuel and making America great again. Fracking is not the enemy of America. The Dems want to ban our natural resources for the sake of climate change. But banning fracking would knock America back to being dependent on other countries for our energy. So, America is fueling up with fracking. This message is brought to you by the best darn frack company, period. Liberty Oilfield Services. Learn more about fracking at libertyfrack.com. Liberty Oilfield Services, bringing America home with life, liberty, and fracking. Melody Cedarstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. You've all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to my listeners. You can get deep discounts on MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. I use MyPillow and so does my husband. We sleep better and wake more refreshed, ready to conquer a new day. You can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, Mike is bringing back the BOGO offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free. Enter promo code BethAnn. Call 1-800-978-6168 for these great radio specials. You'll get my point. If you want to call in and have a little fun with me, it's 877-895-5410. If we be so smart, why do we let these folks lead? Because I don't believe they are. Oh, they got their book learning. They got their college educations. And I guess none of us out here in rural America has such a thing. Just a bunch of bald knobbers here in Missouri. We don't know nothing. Well, Pete Buttigieg, I think he's probably a smart guy. He probably did well in school. I don't know. He probably did better than Joe Biden. He had to plagiarize his way through school. But like I have mentioned to you before, not every Democrat thinks the same way as the platform for the Democrats of today think. And Pete Buttigieg, he had a Democrat woman. And she came up and addressed him, and she said she was asking him if he wanted the support of pro-life Democrats. She says, of which I am one of about 21 million. Now, if you listen to the left, the only ones who support life are these gun-toting folks out in rural America. And I knew that wasn't true. He basically said, yeah, I want your vote, but you're still wrong. He believes in pro-choice. He thinks a woman should have the right to make that decision. Well, He says we have to come to an agreement on where the line should be drawn. Well, where should that line be drawn? According to the governor of Virginia, that line is never drawn. Not really. She can give birth to the child. They can decide this while they're in labor. They can give birth to the child, put the child, the infant, over here. Make it comfortable while we discuss what to do with it. Where do you draw the line, Pete? Where do you draw the line? If we be so smart, why are we letting them draw lines? We know life begins at conception. And we're not here telling any woman to lose her life over that. But that's not what their decisions are about. They're not about life. They're about death. Well, Chris Wallace interviewed this woman, and I think her name is Kristen Day. And she basically got the opinion from Pete Buttigieg that there's no place for pro-life people in the Democrat Party. That's what she understood. Well, to my knowledge, there's only one candidate right now that is supporting life, and that is President Donald Trump. Elizabeth Warren doesn't support life. Tulsi Gabbard doesn't support life. Pete Buttigieg doesn't support life. Joe Biden doesn't support life. And Bernie Sanders doesn't support life. In fact, I was reading this morning that Bernie Sanders, I have to get this before I misquote it. I'm not sure if I can find it real quick. But he doesn't believe that Christians should even hold an office.
Say what?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know that I can find it real fast where I was on. I've got a new website that's got all the things that they've stood for, all the offices they've held, and everything that they've voted for and against, and blah, blah, blah. And, I mean, it's thick on every one of these. And it's not just the candidates. It's these elected officials. I've got one on Pelosi, I've got one on AOC, and I've got one here on Sanders, and I'm going to go fetch them all. It's so much reading. You might have to go to the website there. Rudy's trying to help me find it. So what do the Democrats of today, what do they really stand for? Pro-choice today isn't what pro-choice, and I never was for it, but it isn't what pro-choice was said to have been 40-some years ago. If it was, we wouldn't be sitting here listening to them. If we be so smart, why are we listening to someone like the governor from Virginia tell us we're going to give birth to this baby, it's got some problems, we're going to set it over here and make it comfy, and then we're going to go have a discussion with the mother on whether to execute this child or not, whether to throw it in the wastebasket. Does that not make you cry? That they even think this. And yet they keep getting elected. They don't stand for life, the Democrat Party. They claim to be for women's rights. Yet with all of their rhetoric today, with all of their everyone is the same, no one is different, that doesn't mean we're equal. You know that, right? You could tell by these commentators on CNN, we ain't equal. Not in their eyes. In their eyes, you're the ones that Margaret Sanger wrote about that need to be removed. Because you just ain't smart enough. So they don't stand for life, the protection of life. They don't stand for women. Women had their own sports until they decided in the left wings of things that a man can dress up like a woman and say he's a woman and he can run in the women's sports. Lift weights with the women, compete against the women, and women have lost their sports now. If we be so smart, why don't we do more to stand up for life? Stop reelecting these that do not. If we be so smart, us women, what would the women of the day, you know, it's 100 years this year that women finally got the right to vote. What came a long way, baby, as the old cigarette commercial used to say. But we're going backwards. If we let them take women's sports away, we're going backwards. They don't stand for the Constitution. They only like to quote pieces of it when it suits them. Hey, that rhymed. They don't stand for truth. We know that. And I'm not talking about just the Democrats. I'm talking about all the politicians. And they don't stand for you. In fact, they can't stand you, most of them. If we be so smart, rule America. Those who are independent, those who believe in the Declaration of Independence, who believe in the Bill of Rights, who believe in our Constitution, why do we put up with Congress? Why do we put up with these politicians? Why do we put up with the Pete Buttigieg's and the Elizabeth Warrens? Peter Schweitzer has written a book. I suggest everyone get it. I don't have it yet. But he has investigated where they get their money, and they are lying to you at every turn. They don't believe in capitalism, not for themselves. They believe in it for themselves, I'm sorry. They don't hate capitalism. They just hate it for you. If we be so smart, why do we put up with so much? The marvel of all history is the patience with which men and women submit to burdens unnecessarily laid upon them by their government. We should be aching for the people in Virginia who are losing their gun rights. We should be desperate for the lives of these children that are being taken. And we should be appalled by these elected officials who want to give all of your tax dollars away to illegal aliens, to other governments, before they take care of home. You must take care of home first. The only home they're taking care of is the one they live in. And the sooner we figure that out, the better off we will be, if we be so smart. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. If you want to join me, it's 877-895-5410. And we will be right back.
Beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for companies that stay with us through thick and thin and pain. Join us as we celebrate the companies who support this nation, support CSC Talk Radio. Our All American Market page hosts companies who are now affiliates and sponsors of CSC Talk Radio. My Pillow, McCall's Candles, Liberty Tabletop, and there's more to come. Whether you contact them via website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. These companies have endured the economic storms of bad trade policies and U.S. regulations, and they have earned your business. They take pride in their products. So visit the new webpage, csctalkradio.com, and click on the All American Market button. That's csctalkradio.com, All American Market button. And always use the promo code BethAnn.
For such a time as this, We know that the heart of a nation takes on the heart of its people. If the people have turned from God, the nation is doomed in sin. God is in control of all nations and their leaders. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. The future of this nation is relying on the bended knees of the people, God's people. Will you accept this challenge to sacrifice 5 minutes a day to kneel and to pray? For such a time as this, Queen Esther was put in place by God to save her people. You have that same obligation now. Will you humble yourselves and pray, ask forgiveness, and trust in our God to heal our land and bring America home?
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Oh, too funny. I got a text from my girlfriend. She's listening today. She says, I'm listening. Great show. How come no one ever talks about murder when these babies are completely removed from the womb and the cord is cut? They become a living human being, and when they dispose of them, that is murder. She's one of those that be smart. She is smart. Okay, now I mentioned this website. It's discoverthenetwork.org. I'm sorry, plural. discoverthenetwork.org. And David Horowitz sponsors this, I do believe. There's lots of different writers and researchers and everything on it. And in June of 2017, now Sanders, I've got an article here that he's the one that we're going to have to beat in this election, and I'm not sure they're wrong, because I believe he would have come a lot closer to beating Donald Trump than Hillary did. And that is scary, to think we have that many not so smart, because they went to that how to learn an education stuff. In 2017, Sanders had a contention exchange with Russell Vought. He's President Donald Trump's nominee to be Deputy Director of the White House Office of Management and Budget. Sanders basically said that religious Christian is unfit to hold public office. Now, if I were you, and you went to one of his rallies, and you happened to be a Christian, who loves socialism and believes in the socialist way. Maybe you should ask him about this comment that he made. He's not certain. He suggests that a religious Christian is unfit to hold public office. Well, he has not, or maybe he has, studied his founding fathers, because the founding fathers said the Constitution and the Republic was the only good, it would only work for a moral and religious people. And right now it's not working. And why do you think that is? Because we allow governors who were pediatricians to say it's okay to dispose of a baby if it's not quite right. It's got a little defect. It's going to cost us more if we keep it alive. It's okay. You can wake up tomorrow morning and decide you're one gender or the other, or both, or some other gender. Just make one up. If we be so smart, why are we letting these people even talk? Well, it's really a mess. I believe we are smart. I believe you are smart. I believe they lack common sense. Who is they? That's an old saying, you know, when you ever say, well, they do this and they do that. Well, who is they? These elected officials. This sham of an impeachment trial that's going on now, and I'm not just upset with the Democrats over it, I'm upset with the Republicans for even allowing it to get this far. I'm upset with the Republicans that the president has to go to the Supreme Court to get things passed. He had a victory in the Supreme Court. I think I put that to the side here already. And it's upsetting that we listen to these folks. When they spew absurdities that we know are not true. I don't care how high their education is. There are facts that are absolute. Male and female. And that's it. So why do we sit here and let them tell us that anything outside the norm is okay? Why do we let them tell us that we should let our children be read to by drag queens? Oh, well, I wouldn't want to hurt a drag queen's feelings. Why do we put up with this stuff if we be so smart?
Well, you just said it. We don't want to hurt their feelings. We are kind and considerate and compassionate people.
We want to be left alone as well.
Yeah.
And rural America has not had a voice because rural America has stayed silent. Christians are losing their voice because Christians stay silent. We just want to play church, have some good music, fuss if the preacher steps on our toes a little bit. You know, go to the business meetings and decide which color they're going to repaint and if they're going to put the piano on the right or the left, or up on a pedestal or down. Platform, I'm sorry. And my goodness, why would we get rid of an organ? We've had organs forever in the church. We're so busy playing that we're missing. And we're not working. The work isn't inside the church doors. The work is outside the church doors. If we be so smart, why are we hiding from them? We know we are victorious. We've already had the victory. It's time for us to stand for life. Many are. Many more should. And you need to vote that way. This woman that went to Buttigieg, I don't know what she thinks about their other policies. I would say if she's for life. She's probably for women's rights. I don't know. Just guessing. They claim they're for women's rights. They spew the Constitution and all kinds of quotes from the Founding Fathers when they want to impeach a president. Then they're all there. That's the only time you hear anybody in the, even the Republicans, I'm sorry to say, talk about the Republic. It's always the democracy, which is mob rule. Our Founding Fathers didn't want that. If we'd be so smart. And I'm talking to Beth, too. When was the last time you read your Constitution? They can get up there and say all kinds of things. If you haven't read it, if I haven't read it, if we haven't studied it lately, I mean, if that's been since high school, I don't know about you, but that's been a while. If we'd be so smart, why are we doing this? We're listening to them. Why are we listening to them? Pat Toomey is one of the Republicans that are now considering pulling in for the, we're jumping into the impeachment hearing now, witnesses. We need to make this last longer. We haven't tortured the American people enough yet. Let's make it last longer because they're not that smart. They're not that smart. Let's keep it going. We'll get the Trump people so mad at Trump, they're going to, I'm not voting for him again. I can't take it anymore. Please just make it stop. Make it go away. We can make it go away. We could vote every one of these people out of office. You can make a phone call at 202-224-3121 and tell them, cease and desist this mockery. 202-224-3121 is the number to call for Congress. I know they're busy right now, but somebody will answer the phone. Flood it. Tell them cease and desist. We're done with them. And they ain't going to get the smart ones votes next year or this year. What do we got? 279 days. And we will be right back.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Liberty Tabletop brings liberty to your table. For those of you who want to display your patriot heart, set your table with Liberty, the new patriotic flatware pattern by Liberty Tabletop. Your dining table sets the mood for the American family and the American dream. Liberty honors our fallen heroes, the Liberty Bell, We the People with Stars and Stripes, our American Eagle, and the Statue of Liberty. Each piece of the Liberty flatware pattern is an art with elegance, high-quality work, and high-quality 1810 stainless American steel. Each piece is unique while conveying the same patriotic message, liberty for all, and we love America. Order your set now and a set as a gift for a special patriot in your life. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty home to your table. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive a discount. LibertyTabletop.com or call them 844-386-2338. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets, but up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I've finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800-978-6168 and use the promo code BethAnn to get 30% off plus free shipping. We have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. We're in the last segment of today's show. I wanted to say that there is a March for Life this weekend here in Missouri. It's in Jeff City. It begins around 8:30 in the morning. And if you're interested in that, you need to show up. I don't know if there's any phone numbers. I just got it on my phone. My girlfriend's listening. She's sending me all kinds of stuff. It's hard to do that during the show. So it's at 8:30 in Jefferson City this Saturday. This Saturday, February 1. Correct? Mm-hmm. Yes. We're going to go to the phones. We have Neil from Illinois. Neil, how are you doing today? Good morning, Neil. How are you? Yes,
good.
Neil. Good.
Yes. I'm reminded of something that was said by Dr. Henry Kissinger a long time ago when he went to the trade talks with China. Nixon,
mm-hmm.
he said of America that every city must have its own ghetto.
Wow. For what reason?
And, every city to balance the wealth, you know, in the city, you have to have a certain area that is under development. And that's what they're doing right now. They just started enterprise zones here in Rockridge. And we're getting money from the state to, give poor jobs and help them because they are underserved.
Well, I think we've got more than ghettos going on. We've got people that are completely and totally homeless. And
like California,
yes, that has one third of the United States homeless right there. All right, Neil, appreciate the call. Thank you. We are in the final segment of today's show. We've had a little fun with our hickey language and all this and that. It comes right down to right and wrong. It comes down to black and white. It comes back to God's word. His should be first. If you want freedom and liberty, He is first. If you want that for your family, He is first. And in our nation, He should still be first. I guess I'm not eligible to hold a public office since I'm a Christian.
So when we have people like Bernie Sanders, who are not, obviously not Christian, running a nation, yes, that Constitution's not going to be effective. The Bill of Rights will be ignored. I suggest you get out your Declaration of Independence and you read it. And then read it again. And then stop when you're doing the grievances in that, when you're reading the grievances, and read it again and again and again till you understand exactly what they were going through, exactly what was happening. And you'll find out, as Granny used to say, there's no new sins, just new ways of doing them. There's no new tyranny. Tyranny is what it is. It takes the people. It takes their money. It takes their way of protecting themselves. They have to. They have to take that away or they cannot control you. And that's what they want to do. Whether they're socialists or globalists, greedy congressmen want to control you. Mitt Romney isn't up there trying to represent Utah. He's not representing Utah. He's representing Mitt Romney. And he's got a chip on his shoulders. We know there are many Republicans in the Senate and the House that really think like the Democrats. They just have an R at the end. And the others have a D, Democrat, Republican. They're no longer statesmen because they're no longer put in place by the state. They're elected, these senators I'm speaking of. It all happened. It all began to go downhill well over 100 years ago. I think Americans are starting to wake up, but we lack the education, not because we're not smart, but because we've been fooled. What's the old saying? Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. If we be so smart, why do we let somebody like CNN get away with what they did? I just saw on my phone that the president is addressing that. He's tweeting out about it, what Don Lemon did on that show. You should be insulted. Those three people on the air, they're not the only ones who think that. All these people in Congress, with the exception of a few, they think the same thing. They don't think about you one little bit. They don't care about the trials and the tribulations you face each day, day in and day out, as you go to work, as you leave your family, you go to work. Maybe you're the mom that has to, or the dad. Don't want to be a sexist here. It has to take kids to school, then go to work. Or you're juggling more than one job. Maybe the woman works days and the man works nights, or vice versa. You're on the farm and you're having to supplement that, so both of you have gone to town and gone to work. Working at the factory, then you come back and you run the cattle. Or you take care of things there.
And you're saving for a college education.
That Elizabeth Warren wants to give away to others. By the way, the Iowan, who's actually from Missouri, who let Lizzie know what he thought about that, is going to be here in studio this Thursday. And we're going to have a little talk about what's going on. If we'd be so smart, why aren't all of us like Mr. Lutz, who was very brave and bold? He was a little upset with his, I didn't mean to get that angry. It's hard not to get angry when they're picking on your kids. Said his daughter's been working since she was 10. The rest of them have figured out he's a Missourian yet. If we be so smart, we be on our knees, going the direction that the Lord would have us to go. If we be so smart, we wouldn't be listening to these lies about climate change and CO2 being horrible and we got to go zero CO2. Well, zero CO2, AOC, means no life. Yeah. I didn't go to college like AOC, but I do remember grade school and junior high and high school. And I do remember that CO2 is actually good for you. That and oxygen. The CO is carbon monoxide. That's not good for you. I'm doing my best to bring the truth to you. Because it's only through the truth that we can bring America home. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC TalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. What if things were made in America again? We all complain about our products, even our food, coming from foreign lands and foreign laborers. But do we really understand? James Stewart didn't understand, so he dug in, and wow, he kept digging in. It all started with a light bulb. It held the label GE, but it read Made in China. Jim has done the research. Now you can have the answers in detail. Consumers can rebuild the middle class by buying things made in American communities. Find out why free trade resulted in 6 million lost manufacturing jobs and lower wages for most Americans. While free trade brought cheaper goods, we also had less money to purchase goods. That giant sucking sound sucked the life right out of American manufacturing. Order Jim's book today, What If Things Were Made in America Again? Send $24.95 to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Let's build it in America, buy it in America, and bring America home.
There's nothing wrong with global communication. After all, high tech has made our world seem smaller. But now we hear terms such as global governance. Henry Lamb's book, A Short Course in Global Governance, is a clear education, indeed, regarding the importance of knowing and understanding global governance. Do you believe the UN should have power over the United States or any other nation? With global governance, there is no sovereign United States of America. Read firsthand and learn the true agenda of global governance. America says, private property shall not be taken for public use without just compensation. However, global governance says, private ownership of land contributes to social injustice. Public control of land use is indispensable. Learn more now. A short course in global governance is only $7.50. Visit our online store at csctalkradio.com or send $7.50 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018 for your A Short Course in Global Governance.